guys, it's Katie, and I'm back with another mini episode of Proof to Product. This week, I wanted to talk to you about some transitions that I've been going through in my business. I wanted to take you back a couple years to 2016. At the time, I had three children. I was pregnant with my fourth. I had my stationery line, Kelp Designs, that was selling to both the retail and the wholesale markets, and I was also involved in licensing projects, and boot camp was growing. It was growing pretty rapidly, and I just couldn't sustain all of it. So in 2016, that was the year that I taught four classes for Creative Live. I had our fourth baby in May of that year, so I did not do the stationery show. And then I had, I think it was 8 speaking opportunities that I did that year, including my own programs. And at the end of 2016, I was spent. I was just so exhausted. My family was exhausted. I was tired of trudging my stinking breast pump through the airports and on flights, and just I needed to be home, and I needed to make some changes in my business to really make my life what I wanted it to be. I was gone too much, and it was really hard on both me and my family. And so at the end of 2016, I took one of my quick mini retreats here locally overnight one night, and I really assessed, how do I want to be spending my time? How do I want to be earning my money? What kind of visibility do I want? It's just all of the things that we think about as entrepreneurs. And I came to the conclusion that I needed to make some pretty big pivots. And one of those was that I was going to discontinue manufacturing for Kelp Designs, and I was only going to do licensing. I also, at this point, up until this point, had not had any employees for my business. I had had some people that had come in on Kelp side and helped with fulfillment. And on the bootcamp side, I had had some people that had helped with day of events and things, but I didn't have anyone that was a regular steady contractor. And so at the end of 2016, I had to make a decision. Do I invest money in Kelp to keep it going and continue manufacturing, or do I put the money into boot camp and building my team there? Because I can't do all these things myself, and I was not good about asking for help. Maybe you guys can relate to that. So at the end of 2016, I went on that retreat and I made some decisions. The first of which I mentioned, I stopped manufacturing. I ultimately decided that I was going to put any additional time and money into boot camp. That was where my passion was. I was excited about making an impact, and I wanted that to be where my work time was being spent. So I decided to cease all manufacturing. I would still continue my licensing deals, and I would keep Kelp Designs purely as a licensing company. We would no longer be manufacturing, which was a tough decision because that was a business that I had been running for about 8 years at that point. And it was also the platform for which I started Trade Show Bootcamp. So it was definitely bittersweet. The second decision I made on that retreat was that I was not going to speak at any other programs in 2017. I was only going to speak at my conferences, but I had made a conscious decision that I would not participate as a speaker in other conferences for 2017. And my reason was just that I was on the road too much in 2016, and it was hard on my entire family, myself included. However, to combat that, I decided, I had had this idea to create a podcast since probably 2015, and for a number of reasons, probably mostly because I didn't have any team or any help, I hadn't launched it. I hadn't done anything with that idea. It was just a concept that was ruminating in my head. And so at the end of 2016, I decided, okay, if I'm not going to be on the road, I still would like to have visible options. I'd like to get my name in front of people. I'd like them to learn more about boot camp and our community and our alumni and the cool things they're doing. I'm going to create this podcast. And so that will be kind of my trade-off. And in that, I'm also going to need to expand and hire people so that we can make this project happen, because I didn't know all the technology and all of that stuff. So the first thing was Kelp. The second thing was, I'm not going to go speak anywhere else. I'm going to stay closer to home, but how am I still going to maintain that visibility? And I decided I'm going to start this podcast, and I'm also going to grow my team. So now we're, you know, in 2018, and the podcast has grown more than I ever imagined. And I feel like, and it's given me more visibility than some of the programming I was doing has done in the past. I did still miss some of my in-person interactions. I really enjoy meeting people in person and connecting with others, whether they're clients or colleagues or just friends. And so there was a little bit of FOMO in 2017 when I wasn't traveling as much to different programs, but at the same time, it led to stronger, deeper connections with my kids and my family and my husband. So it was a good decision. And the third piece is something I've already kind of alluded to. The third change I made at the end of 26 was I realized that I needed to ask for help. I needed to bring people onto my team in a more formal capacity if I wanted to do all of these things that I had in my head that I wanted to accomplish. And so I started to bring people on one by one, but ultimately I kind of went on a hiring spree at the end of 2016 and the beginning of 2017. I asked our events manager, well, she's now our events manager, Melissa Copeland, to come on in a more formal role to help with all of the logistics of all of our events, which I had previously been planning, and then she would help with day of and the few days leading into things. But I asked her to come on in a more formal capacity. I hired a podcast editor and I asked one of our alumni to come on as a graphic design contractor for me. I hired somebody to help with PR so that they'd be marketing me out to other podcasts, again, thinking about that visibility component, and then asking them to also help with booking for my podcast. I also hired a admin assistant, marketing assistant that would kind of help to lift the whole team up and provide administrative support. So now she helps with show notes and scheduling things on the website and scheduling social media and things like that. I also hired a project manager, which I wasn't quite sure what this role would entail because I'm pretty organized. I'm a strategy person. I like to make the plans, but where her skill sets, and she was great at that. She was great at strategy, but she was also fantastic at implementation. And so I would kind of spit these ideas out, we'd brainstorm them, and then she would go back to the team and help to actually do the execution. And she's wonderful, and she's fantastic, and that made a huge impact. So bringing all these people in to my world was scary, but it was also very exciting because it freed up time in my schedule and even in my brain to be able to think about the next thing while they help to implement the current thing, if that makes sense. It also freed me up for more flexibility and time with my family. So instead of, you know, having to work late at night or weekends on occasion, I was able to really truly consolidate my work time to work days, standard work days, Monday through Friday. And I even started taking Fridays as a half day so that I could pick my kids up early and we could go do fun things. Or if I needed some me time, that's where I could build that in. So at the end of 2016, I was feeling super burned out. I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling like I was spinning my wheels a little bit. I was trying to do too much with the time and resources that I had, and I had to make some shifts. And it was a hard time for me. I needed to let go of a lot of things, which meant I needed to let go of control and invite these people into my team. And hiring is a tough thing too. You want to find the right people that are experts in what they do, but that are also a good fit with the rest of the team. I also knew that I wanted people to be contractors, and I knew I wanted them to be virtual because I work out of my home office. I also knew that I wanted them to be part-time. And so finding somebody that was looking for part-time flexible work, at first I thought that was going to be impossible, but I'm now realizing there's more and more people out there with a wide range of expertise that are looking for that flexible work. So some of it was a mindset shift. Some of it was just a logistical of like, what can I physically accomplish, you know, with my time and the number of hours I have in a day. And then some of it was to looking at my circumstances and reassessing what my priorities were and how I wanted to be spending my time, the things that motivated and excited me both in my business and what I was doing in my free time, and just trying to make sure that I was prioritizing the most important things at the top of the list. So I'm sharing all of this with you not to make you go, oh my gosh, Katie's crazy, because I do have a bit of crazy in me. But I want to tell you that nothing is permanent. I want you to know that you can make shifts and changes. If something doesn't feel right, if you feel like you're going down the wrong path, if a product's not selling or it just doesn't feel good to you, if a service you're offering is just not getting traction, it's totally fine. It's totally okay to pivot and make changes and try something else, or make changes and try the same thing again, just in a different manner. I also want to encourage you to block off time to assess your business, to really look at not just the numbers and how things are going sales-wise, but to assess how you're feeling about things. Where's your excitement level? Where's your passion? Are you feeling burnt out? If you're starting to feel burnt out or stretched thin, what can you do to alleviate that feeling? Maybe it's taking a break. Maybe it's going out and seeking inspiration, you know, at a museum or having lunch with friends and talking about things in person. Maybe it's stepping away from your work for a little bit. Maybe it's bringing people on to help with very specific roles on a project basis or even a longer term basis. So take time to look at what you're doing and know that you're not alone. All of us are going through these different hurdles and we're trying to figure things out. But ultimately, every decision you make needs to drive back to what are your priorities? What do you want in your life? And what's going to make you happy? What's going to make your business propel? And how do you want to be spending your time? Thanks for listening. I hope this didn't scare you, but I do believe in transparency. And I have had people asking me, like, how did you make the shift away from the product-based world into focusing more on the service? And it was not an easy transition for me. I kind of feel like I had to hit a wall in order to make these changes. And at the end of 2016, that was kind of my wall. I had 4 children that were under the age of 6. I was traveling too much. I missed my husband, seeing him on a regular basis. And I was just pushing myself too hard. And if you found yourself in a situation like that, push pause and reassess what you're doing, because you can make changes. You can get back into a place where you really are excited about what you're working on and what you want to be doing. Thanks for listening.